Unit 11, C. 6. Exercise A.
Hi, Anna. Did you get my email?
Hello, Paul. Which email was that?
The one about the product recall?
Product recall?
Yes, it's to do with Speedy.
Sorry, Paul, but I don't think I got an email from you about a recall. Maybe I missed it? Just a moment. Let me check my emails.
Listen, Anna, I think it'll be faster to do this by phone, okay? We need to issue a product recall notice, and we need to do it today, like now. I was told you'd be doing the recalls, so is it okay if I give you the details right now?
Sure, if you've got the details with you. I've brought the template up on my screen, but I'm not going to be able to type and hold the receiver at the same time. I'll just have to note things down. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Well, as I said, the name is Speedy with 5 E's.
Ah, yes, the 5 E's. How this helps children to spell, I don't know. How many have been sold?
I can tell you that. It's 28,000 in the United States. Not exactly 28,000, of course, but about 28,000 nationwide.
And MagiPlay is the importer, obviously?
Yeah, but you'll need to include the town and the state.
Andover, Illinois?
No, the headquarters, Chicago, Illinois.
And what was the hazard? Hey, let me guess. Was it the wheels falling off?
No, it was the paint. The levels of lead are too high.
The levels of lead in the paint? Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, the levels are excessive. You can add that the federal standards prohibit lead paint on children's toys, so it's a violation of the law.
That's been a big problem with toys from China, right? Is that where they are from?
Yeah, the manufacturer is based in Shanghai.
And have any kids been harmed by the lead paint?
Well, we haven't actually had any reports of kids being harmed. Not yet.
None at all? So why is there a product recall?
Anna, it's a voluntary recall. We need to protect ourselves.
And the kids.
From any injuries or incidents.
Of course we do. So how should I describe Speedy? Isn't Speedy that tortoise car that is driven by a hare?
Yeah, but the description needs to sound a bit more technical.
What would you say?
The toy is a green and brown vehicle. No, not vehicle, right? Automobile.
Automobile? I would call it a car.
Okay, call it a car. Thank you. Right, the toy is a green and brown car in the shape of a tortoise with a hare at the steering wheel.
Steering wheel? What about with a hare in the driving seat?
Yeah, Anna, write that. Oh, and you'll need to include the MagiPlay product number. That's T1709.
I'll read that back. T1709.
Correct.
Okay, and what retail stores were they sold at and when?
Retail stores across the nation and, hang on, I just need to check the dates. June 2007 through October 2009.
And the price?
Around $20.
$20? That's not cheap. Anyway, what should the customers do now?
Take the recalled toy away from their children immediately and contact us in order to receive a free replacement toy.
Do they also need to return Speedy?
Oh yeah, I nearly forgot. Yes, they need to return Speedy to MagiPlay. And you also need to include all the contact details.
I can fill out the rest myself. For additional information, contact MagiPlay at 888-299-0597.
No, that's the old number.
Old number? Nobody told me.
Didn't they? Well, it's changed. It's still 888-299, but then it's 0724.
Hey, it's a good thing I talked to you. I wouldn't have known. But the website is the same, right? It's www.service.magiplay.com.
Yeah, no change there.
Okay. I'll go ahead and write the recall notice. Do you want me to send it to you to check?
Please.
You'll have it in 10 minutes. Really speedy.